I'm Archbishop John Wilson, the Archbishop of Southwark, and today I was invited by Bishop Kenneth Nowakowski, the Ukrainian bishop for the United Kingdom, to come to his cathedral to be with his people and to offer some words of support and reflection in the homily. I found it a remarkably moving experience. This is a deeply challenging time for Ukraine and for her people as they suffer the unjust invasion that they experience, which is so devastating and so threatening for world peace. I met some ladies on the way in who told me that they have sons in Ukraine. One lady had two sons, one 21, one 22, and they're both looking to defend their country. But what I tried to say in the homily, as well as articulating the absolute intolerable outrage that war is, also to recall the gospel today, which in the Ukrainian liturgy is the gospel of the Last Judgment. Whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it to me, said the Lord Jesus. And we must hear these words. They must cut into our heart. They're not just words for Christians, they're words for any decent person. That what we're doing to others, we're doing to Christ. That we are misusing the gifts that we have to build up for peace by destroying through war. And so this must cease. This is the message of Christ. This is the message of every right-thinking person, every right-thinking nation, that we must say no to war, and we must say yes to peace, and we must pray. We can feel powerless when we look on. We can give material support. We need to do that individually and as nations and governments. But as believers, as disciples of Christ, we must pray. We must pray that hearts that are full of war are broken, that they are broken open to embrace peace. God's plan for creation, God's plan for every person is for peace, not for disaster, for peace. We must be agents of peace at this time, standing in solidarity with Ukraine, shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart, soul to soul. God's plans are peace, and we must be bringers, agents, enablers of peace. One of the terrible tragedies of the war in Ukraine at the moment is that lives are being taken, lives destroyed, homes are being destroyed, people are being driven underground, and people are being driven from their homeland as refugees. And we've heard accounts over these past few days of the tens of thousands of people who are seeking refuge. And we, as other nations, we must open the door. We must provide a place of safety for those who are fleeing for their lives with their families, for those who are seeking hope and peace and who cannot, for whatever reason, stay in Ukraine. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has called on Catholics across the world and all people of goodwill to reflect especially this coming Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent, as a day of prayer and fasting for peace. The gospel that we will hear on Ash Wednesday is one where the Lord Jesus calls us to pray and to fast and to give alms. And these are three important qualities of Christian life. They're always important. They're always important in Lent. But this year, they're particularly important because of the war in Ukraine. So to pray for peace, to fast as a spiritual weapon for peace, and to give of our time, our money, our resources, our heart to those who are in need. This is the call of Pope Francis, and we must respond. Many dioceses will, and many parishes across our country and across the world will respond in particular ways. One of the things I've asked in the Archdiocese of Southwark is that everyone who can praise the Rosary on Ash Wednesday for peace. So if you are hearing this message and you are a person who can pray the Rosary, please, on Ash Wednesday, pray the Rosary for peace. It's